Thank you for calling the Organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, February 10th. Three items this week. First, the city has confirmed that our negotiating session for next Friday, the 14th, is going forward. Since that is Valentine's Day, we are considering bringing candy or flowers in order to speed up the process. Next, our office will be closed on Friday, on February 12th, Wednesday, Lincoln's birthday. The unions traded that holiday for a floating holiday, much to our dismay, many years ago. We had to accept the pattern at the time, but for our office staff, we continued to honor Lincoln's birthday, and we closed the office on that day. Finally, our union has just won a major victory. As members are aware, 5 years ago, OSA was asked to help 500 administrators gain union status and protections. We were reluctant, but when the other unions passed up on the chore, we felt obligated. Eventually, we sent out our organizers and obtained signed cards from a third of the group, and were able to petition on their behalf before the Office of Collective Bargaining. Since then, we've already won the Metro Plus nurses and are well on our way to helping all the others still waiting. Unfortunately, along the way, the hospital corporation chose to fire one of our union activists. We were outraged at the HAC tactic and countered by bringing a case on her behalf before the Office of Collective Bargaining. It was not expected that we would win. Gabriel Martinez and Len Schreier, two of our labor lawyers, took on the case. Now, more than 2 years later, our union has scored a precedent-setting ruling in our favor. Our activist is due full reinstatement to the job with back salary, pension credit, and annual and sick leave days for the entire period since she was wrongly fired. Major thanks are due to our legal team, and we are most pleased that we were able to correct an injustice. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.